Welcome to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
It's the best as well as the rest.
It's the Mixed Mornings and More podcast, and I am glad to be rejoined by Steph. I see your absence away from the show is over now.
Oh.
Remember, you were gone last week. You left.
Oh,
you ducked out.
Yeah, I did.
Left me to do this all on my own.
I'm sorry. Glad to be back.
Are you, though? I said some pretty harsh things about things that you said about me. At least what I imagined you would say about me.
Oh, goodness. I got to go back and check that.
You don't listen to the podcast every single week?
I do, but I must have missed last week's.
Uh-oh. Well, I hope you didn't miss last week's podcast, so enjoy this one.
There's a chance McDonald's could be getting rid of all-day breakfast.
No, that is terrible news.
Now, it's one of those things where, like, don't shoot the messenger. I'm not pulling the trigger on this thing here. Oh, that was two puns. That was a back-to-back gun pun. A gun pun on your Monday morning. But, yeah, so don't shoot the messenger on this one. It's McDonald's decision. And so far, this is one thing that they're really trying out in the States so far because they're saying with COVID, it's actually been a lot easier for them to just not keep doing it throughout the day. And they're like, hey, we're actually saving a little bit of money here, too. So maybe we just don't need all-day breakfast anymore?
That's very sad. I'm not like an all-day breakfast kind of person. Like, I'm not going to order it for dinner, but I often do go there at like 11:15 and still want
an
egg McMuffin, you know? And if that's the case that they're going to end it back at 11 again, I'll be really sad.
I bet. Well, this kind of comes after there was rumors of something else that was kind of getting you down there in the dumps, too.
Yeah, they said they were getting rid of their pancakes.
Now, has that happened yet?
I don't think so.
Not yet, at least.
But I am going to start like ordering pancakes a couple times a week now just to make sure. Like, I always get the pancake Happy Meal. It's like $4. It comes with a drink and a hash brown. And you get these delicious pancakes. And if they get rid of them, it'll just be tragedy.
Tragedy. Wow. Okay. Honestly, aside from being deathly hungover, I can never think of another time where you need to order two sausage and egg McGriddles after 2 p.m.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
The joke is that you get like 3 to 6 days of fall, and then all the leaves hit the ground, and then it's snow. It's snow till April, May, maybe even June. But how is it that you actually know when fall's in Fort McMurray?
Oh,
what is that moment sort of thing for you? What signifies fall in YMM?
I think for me, it's when the construction starts to get cleaned up. You know, like I was driving down 63 yesterday and they painted the lines all the way down Beacon Hill. And I was like, oh, look at how nice
look
that is.
This.
They must be getting ready to pack it away for winter. Fall has arrived.
No. That's a good way of looking at it, too. Yeah. Not a lot of projects still on the go.
Mm-hmm.
They did just finish paving that part of Memorial Drive, like just as you're leaving Timberley there.
Yeah, they're getting things done. They know what's coming.
But I noticed a trend this weekend that I feel like it really gave it away, like really signified the start of fall here.
What was it?
I noticed driving around that everybody had their boats on their trailers and was driving north on 63.
Oh, that is so sad.
Boating season, bye-bye. Summer, gonzo. So you know what that means?
What?
Probably snow next Tuesday. I'm just going to imagine.
Ouch.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
So 2020 has come out with quite a few new terms that I would have never expected to use.
Yeah.
New one for today.
COVID.
Yeah. Oh, that one.
Socially distancing.
Grand Millennial was that one.
Mandatory mask.
Yeah. Pandemic. Never thought I'd use that so many times.
Not as many times as we have. But I mean, then again, I also never thought I'd say pumpkin spice as many times as I did.
True.
Still a little bit of a cringe in the back of my mind there. Anyways, what else? What's the new term now?
New word for today.
Okay.
Half tourist.
A half tourist.
Yeah. What do you think it is?
I imagine that's like somebody who's like an East Coast Canadian visiting the West Coast of Canada. Or like, you know, like somebody from out east visiting out west or vice versa kind of thing.
Okay.
Having that Albertan finally go and see Ontario. Or that Manitoban going to see New Brunswick. Or that Nova Scotian coming to see Saskatchewan. Which I'll let you know in advance, gonna be a bit of a letdown.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, you are not correct. In fact, you're...
What's a half tourist?
Okay, half tourist is people who are working from home, have suddenly discovered that home can be anywhere. And so now they're becoming tourists.
The power of your imagination. Lame.
They've decided, you know, I could work in, say, Italy if I was allowed to go there. And then they can work for their 8 hours and then go hang out on the beach or whatever afterwards. And these new businesses.
New businesses
are popping up all over the place who are touting really, really good Wi-Fi connections. And then also extended stay periods.
I hate this.
And experienced people who are willing to help you know which 8 hours of the day you should work for the place that you're in.
This is trash. This is a trash idea. It's a trash idea for trash people. Come on. Yeah, well, you're going to be a beach in Mexico. I wish I was on a beach in Mexico right now.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Yes, those live, laugh, love signs.
Yes.
There's a lot of them. It's, some of them try to be inspirational. Some of them are just like, be caring to one another.
Yeah.
And you expect some 42-year-old mom of three to have them.
Yes, yes.
Just smattered around the house. I have a friend of mine who's got a couple of those types of signs around his place.
Oh, all right.
Well, a guy can have them, I guess.
Yeah, sure.
I never understood why he's got them either. I feel like somebody gave them to him and like he had to hang them up on the wall once just to show, like, hey, put your thing up.
I would guess that's how it happened. Or and he now, moved into a furnished place.
Maybe. Maybe that's it. Honestly, I don't even know. Some friend I am. But now that he's adding to the collection.
Okay.
And the new one says, friendship is more important than money.
Huh.
It's like, yeah, I guess. But it kind of got me thinking a little bit.
Okay.
I was just trying to imagine, like, what if things were reversed and, like, instead of paying for things with money, you pay things, like, with friendship?
Okay.
So it's not like, it's not like I'd walk into, like, a lid store and be like, I want this hat. It's like, okay, well, cool. I'll see you on Thursday at 3:30 and we'll go grab coffee kind of thing. But, like, what if you paid for things with your friends kind of thing?
Okay.
You sound very skeptical. This is just like those weird wormhole that I went down while staring down this sign. It's like, oh, yeah, you're here at the grocery store. That's $87 cash or credit. And I pull up my friend and say, hey, actually, this is my best friend, Braden. He's a carpenter's apprentice, and he's really, really good at making decks and stuff.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Well, top 100 most influential people, Canada has won.
Ow.
So Time Magazine has released their list, and it's one of our artists that we play.
Drake.
Nope.
Bieber.
Nope. Come on, another
Alessia
Toronto.
Cara.
Nope.
Oh, wait, she's from Scarborough. No, wait, Bieber's from Scarborough. Where's the Alessia Cara from?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
She's not on the list, though.
The Weeknd.
Yes.
Okay. Like, there's so many artists from Ontario.
So I'm trying to figure out, like, why is he the most influential person? Elton John said he's a great artist.
Oh, that's a good start right there.
Yeah. But I don't know much else about The Weeknd.
You don't know much about The Weeknd?
No. I like his Blinding Lights song. I can't feel my face. I don't know.
Okay, yeah, that was about the first one. Let's see if you can guess some things about The Weeknd. All right, Seth.
Yeah?
You know that The Weeknd is from Toronto.
Uh-huh.
Do you know what he was doing in the lead-up to his first album being released and, like, all of his fame? Do you know what he did before? He used to work at a retail store. Do you know which one?
A store that sells pineapples, maybe?
Pineapples.
Well, his hair kind of looked like a pineapple, so I thought maybe he was like, trying to go with that trend. Maybe H&M? I don't know. You don't think?
Time out. Okay. I can't even right now. You said The Weeknd probably sold pineapples.
Mm-hmm.
And then you said, I don't know, maybe he worked at H&M. And you want to know what, Steph?
What?
He worked at HMN.
You're kidding.
Shut up that you were able to get... I don't even want to do trivia anymore.
Oh, come on.
He sold pineapples? and then you got the right answer in the end after that terrible guess? I'm boggled.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
What would you say about resumes without names on them?
It's an interesting thought. I mean, I think it'd be kind of hard to hire somebody without a name, wouldn't it?
Well, they wouldn't be able to creep you on Facebook. They wouldn't be able to decide whether your name meant you were from somewhere else in a different country or something.
Okay, so we're talking about like creating a bit more diversity here, right?
Yeah. So a Winnipeg counselor has kind of brought this forward and said, you know, people are changing their names on their resume so that they're not discriminated against,
yeah,
or they're not putting on certain qualifications that would show you where they're from or that kind of thing. And so they're like, we don't want names on resumes anymore. And he's saying, I think this should become a thing in Winnipeg that when you submit a resume, you don't tell them who you are.
I think that's all right, maybe for some industries, at least. In radio, I mean, it's a massive setback for me. Well, I'm one of those few people who didn't have to change their name to sound like it was a radio or TV name. Mike and Booth go together like peanut butter and jelly. I mean, I'm literally talking to a mic inside of a booth. That's a massive setback for me right there.
It's true.
If I have to go into an interview and they're like, well, sir, what can you tell us? And I'll say, well, please let me tell you my name. And they'll have to say, no, we can't know.
I have never really put the fact that the mic also plays in your name. I've always just been like,
oh, yep, come on.
I'm sorry. I just didn't notice.
Well, the worst part of all of that is, I mean, as much as I'm for diversity in the workplace, I also, you know, whenever that next job opportunity comes along and I can use that mic's out of the booth line to help me get a little extra insy with whoever may be hiring me. You know, that's a massive advantage. How many people can say that? Well, you know, we're hiring a girl named Steph Seidel, but she can't say that at the end of her show. She says something about the day looking sunnier. I don't know. Whatever it is.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
You know, I bought a lot of stuff online. Many of us have.
Mm-hmm.
But you ever buy too much stuff and forget about, like, what's in what box? Like, you'll get one day and you're like, all right, what could this be? Is that game that I ordered? Is it that pair of shoes? Is it like what could it be? Is
yeah.
it the piece for that smoke detector I ordered? Because you always order the weirdest stuff off Amazon or wherever
eBay
you get it.
Or whatever.
Yeah. Now this year, I'm very proud about the thing that I got.
Okay.
I started my Christmas shopping very early.
You are an impressive adult. Good job, Mike.
My girlfriend let me know about one thing that she really wanted that she wasn't going to buy for herself. So I bought it like 2 weeks ago and completely forgot about it. And then I remembered that I bought something yesterday when the notice saying that I had a package had arrived. And I was like, cool, I remember buying something, but what the hell was it? And I thought maybe it was like a video game or something that I really wanted for me.
Mm-hmm.
So I get the notification. I go to the post office. I'm like strutting my stuff all the way there. And I opened it right in front of, I don't know, probably 10 or so people in line, like really excited, like ripping through everything to figure out what it is. And I even ripped through the box. So, like, I didn't
wow.
even see the container. It was just in that white bag, ripped through the box, only to find out that it was ladies' shoes that
oh.
I was very excited about in front of a very large group of people.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph
on Mix 103.7.
Does the idea of getting an email even mean anything anymore?
Few and far between the ones that actually matter.
It's either a work thing, or it's a company that you haven't unsubscribed from yet. But yesterday, Steph, mm-hmm. I received one that was a little different.
What was it?
I got an email from Scene about my account points. You know, like Scene cards?
Oh, yep, that you can't use here because we don't have a Cineplex?
Well, apparently, I had somebody try to hack my account and use my free movies.
You're kidding!
Yeah.
What a thing!
Like, doesn't it seem super lame to steal free movies?
It seems really lame and, like, really low as well. Like, come on.
And as we figured out last week, it's really not that hard to get sensitive info from us. Like, you were the one who signed up for a scam. I'm the one who nearly gave away my SIN number one time
yeah.
because it seemed like TELUS needed it. You say these things out loud and now we feel kind of stupid.
Yeah, but movies, like, I mean, they could have taken much worse, but it does take so long to get enough points to get a free movie.
Right? So
yeah.
I call Scene, and in the end, you want to know what the biggest surprise was?
What?
Wasn't that somebody was trying to steal my movies. It was the fact that I had accumulated 18 free movies.
Whoa! Good job, Mike.
Yeah, good job, except I have to drive to Edmonton to use them.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
How would you say you are at pumpkin carving?
I don't know about carving a pumpkin, but I will say that I'm better at you when it comes to carving a bell pepper.
Very true. Very true. Well, there's a guy in Ontario who is really good at it.
Okay.
And now he's selling pumpkin selfies.
Pumpkin so, selfies.
Yeah. So not like you like are like, oh, look, I got
I'm
a
gonna
pumpkin.
I'm going to take a picture with a pumpkin.
Yeah, yeah. No, he's like, I will carve your selfie into a pumpkin.
What?
Yeah. So he has this Instagram account called Cereal Peeler.
And, oh, that sounds creepy.
Yeah. And he says that the pumpkin's going to last a week after he carves it, but it does cost anywhere between $75 and $200. Because the likeness to create somebody that looks like their selfie sometimes takes a couple pumpkins, he says.
I could see that. Oh my God. I wouldn't have the patience to do that.
Absolutely not. Like, I even when I'm making one pumpkin and like I'm always reminded every year how much I don't enjoy it. I get really excited. I go pick the best pumpkin, draw out the idea. And by the time I'm done taking out all of the seeds on the inside, I'm like,
I know
this was a bad idea.
I know.
Don't enjoy this.
That's exactly how I always feel, too. That's like right where I lose interest. And I'm like, okay. And we can be done with this now.
Can you imagine if you just like got all these orders in and they were like, please make my selfie, make my selfie.
That would be the thing though, is that I just wouldn't allow it to ever get to that point.
You'd be like, no thanks.
Like I do other stuff where it's like, if I receive a lot of orders, it's like, well, okay, maybe I should have slowed this down. But I would never do that.
No. Well,
terrible.
Would you order it? Would you pay for it?
No.
So it's going to last a week, Mike, like $200 for a week is pretty good.
For a week?
No.
Some people have too much money.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
Steph, I'm kind of in a bit of a predicament here.
Okay.
So I've got this friend, and they've asked me for a favor. But I don't know if I should be helping them out or not.
Why not? Like, is there something wrong with them? Do they ask for big favors often, or...
No, it's one of those instances where, like, the person has asked me to help them out, but I don't know if I should do what they want me to do.
Okay, why?
Well, let me just tell you what they asked me.
Wake me up when September ends.
Well... I don't think you're funny, but I won't argue with you on this one.
Right? Can we just let the guy keep sleeping for a little while, ride out the next 3 months, and wake him up in 2021 when hopefully this all gets a little bit better?
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7.
Do people even knock on doors anymore?
No, I text them and tell them I'm here. And I don't even do that when I'm there. Like, I do that from 3 blocks away so they can walk down the stairs. And then they're there when I'm there.
Wow. Okay. And what about like if you were just kind of in the neighborhood and you thought like, maybe I want to hang out with my friend. Do you ever just like knock on their door to ask?
Does anybody do that?
Right? That's a good question.
What is this, 1952?
Maybe even 1995 would have worked. So
did people do it? Like I think I did that like when I was a kid. Like,
yeah.
Like 12 years old, you'd go and stop by like the friend's house if you were on your bike or something like that. Hey, is Scott here?
Exactly.
You want to come ride bikes?
That's how I felt the other night. I was in the neighborhood. We were dropping off a ladder at someone's house we had borrowed, and around the corner was our friends. And it was just like a beautiful evening. It was golden hour. It was on top of Abasan, where like the Horse River, beautiful views. And I was like, oh, we should go for a walk. And I was like, oh, our friends live around the corner. Let's text them and ask them if they want to go. And my husband was like, let's knock on their door and ask. And I was like, oh, should we knock? Are you sure? Like, you know, like you want to give somebody the chance to give the excuse or to like have their surprised reaction to themselves.
Yeah.
But we did. Knocked on the door, asked them if they wanted to go for a walk. Super excited to see us and absolutely complied. So I feel like that was a good reaction.
Wild. Because that is 100% not the reaction I would have gotten. It would have been like, what are you doing here? Exercise? Now? Go away.
Mixed Mornings with Mike and Steph.
On Mix 103.7. Translated Lyrics Thursday.
He loves it.
Yay.
Big fan. All right, Steph, we've each chosen a song, translated it into one language, then translated it back to English. What song have you chosen?
Get This Party Started from Pink, from Icelandic and Back.
Icelandic and back. Okay, that's a new one. Let's find out what that sounds like.
Start this holiday on a Saturday night. Everyone's waiting for me to come. Send a message to all of my friends. We stared bright at my Mercedes-Benz. I have a lot of style. Check out my gold diamond rings. If you know what I mean, I can walk a few miles.
Well, I appreciate the effort, the exercise. That's
Yeah, thanks.
What did you think about your singing there, Steph? Let's go with that.
I was having a rough time. It's hard to stay on tune of the song when the words are different.
Yeah, you know what? That's understandable. I hope not to mess up this next track because it's a very iconic song. Right. It's a song that you could look at years down the line and be like, maybe we should replace the Canadian national anthem with this.
Whoa. Okay, what song is it, Mike?
The Pride and Joy of Hannah Alberta.
Ah.
Nickelback. This is Photograph translated into the language of Uzbek. Oop. And back.
Look at this picture. It makes me laugh every time I do it. How come our eyes are red? And what happened to Joey in the beginning? This is where I grew up. I think it's fixed. I had no idea we were never there. The second floor is solid from the hidden exterior.
What?
It's beautiful. It's beautiful. That's what that is, Steph.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for listening to the Mixed Mornings and More podcast.
For more episodes, subscribe now on iTunes, Spotify, or where all great podcasts are found.